With this week coming to a close, it means that it is time for the outdoor track and field season for the HSCW boys. The Vikings have already grasped a competitive edge at last week's meet in Pella at Central College. Luke Sternberg finished first in the 60-meter dash and fourth in the 400-meter. Gavin Newcomb finished third in the 60-meter hurdles, and Jet Peterson finished fifth in the shot put. These three were featured in the top five, but head coach Jackson Renberg is proud of all of his boys for their effort and placement last Friday.
60-meter hurdles, Gavin, has not worked probably as much on the highs as we've been working on our shuttle as well, too. But he did a really good job, made it to finals, and then got third in the highs. He's a very good hurdler. Luke Sternberg, great meet overall. Made it to the finals in the 60-meter hurdles. Well, he won the 200 meters, so that was really cool to see. Ran a good time on a tough indoor track, and he did a really good job. And then he ended his day fourth place, so that was good. Colin Harder ran a great 2-mile race. He did a great job. He's just a tough. Jet Peterson, he was looking to get a new personal best. He threw 44 and placed fifth. Hopefully, he's been injured from football season. He can work on his muscle. Caleb Hatch placed in the top eight in the 400 as well. And then there was a lot of other good stuff throughout the day. I was very happy. The coaching staff was very happy with all our kids. They went out, they competed, they did well.
HSCW returns three state qualifiers, Gavin Newcomb, Jet Peterson, and Luke Sternberg. The Vikings also bring a few upperclassmen who are stepping into their roles this season to help the Vikings place well in meets with a small squad.
We got some newcomers, guys, some vets like Seth Pope, Nick Denning, as well, that are going to be part of our group. Camden Sukup is a newcomer that we're looking forward to having. He's a good athlete. He's trying to get the track stuff down right now. We got Ty Nelson and Chase Wheatley are sophomores, and they've been in track for 1 year now, high school track for 1 year, and they kind of started to figure it out, and they're kind of working better. We got another junior in Caden Garrity. He's been around. He's going to help us in some events. Some newcomers like Chris Holmes that we're really excited about. He's just a great kid and a hard worker. So it's a really good group, to have to coach every day. It's small, but it's a good group.
So far in training, the Vikings have started to get into the technical aspects, including block starts and handoffs with the sprinters and pacing and cardio for the mid to long distance runners. Coach Renberg says that he needs to differentiate his team and their workouts so that they see better finishes every meet and get better every practice.
We did a lot of form stuff, did a lot of block stuff, did some handoffs. We definitely need to work more on those and hurdle stuff to get ready for next week whenever we do have a meet. Obviously, we're hoping to have two meets, but at least one. Just a lot of random stuff. And then the distance, we're working on pacing and keeping our cardio up, getting some volume in. We got a good group, but we got to differentiate them. And, you know, we got some hurdlers, we got some just sprinters, we got some mid-distance guys, and then we got a distance guy that's got his own plans as well. If we can get a little bit better every day, hopefully those things will compound and we will be pretty dang good at the end of the year.
Looking at next week, the Vikings have two meets scheduled, one for Tuesday at Audubon and the second on Thursday at Griswold High School. While the weather may play a factor in even participating in the meets next week, HSCW is ready regardless. The Vikings look forward to showcasing their talents from the indoor season and carrying them outdoors.
It does depend on the weather. I mean, we have times that we want to beat and we want to go out and compete hard. If it's 25 mile per hour winds or something, and I hope we don't have that next week, that's going to be hard to beat your PR at your indoor meet. But we do want to kind of just get better, compete, and then hopefully find some things that we're good at and then some things that we need to work on as well. Kind of depend on the weather, but we just give it our best and see what happens.
HSCW will travel to Audubon for the Audubon Invitation on Tuesday, March 26th, starting at 4:30 p.m., weather permitting. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.